by 60. Am I Eli? Yes, I'm Eli.
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Pop at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. So the draft is in the books for 2018. Coming up on the program, we'll take a look at a guy who helped the Giants win Super Bowl 42. Where are they now with Kevin Boss? But to get things started, the Giants had the second overall pick in the draft, and they selected Saquon Barkley out of Penn State. Here's the drafting of Barkley and his first 24 hours as a member of the Big Blue.
With the Giants picking at number two, if I was fortunate enough to go to a team like that, if I had the success that I had in college football and God blessed me with the success in NFL, I think that would be a good fit also.
Hello?
Saquon.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. Listen, this is Steve Verderos with the New York Football Giants. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, sir.
All right. Well, listen, we just selected you, so welcome to the New York Football Giants.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Hey, how's it going? Are you excited?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. I promise you guys, I won't let you guys down.
No, we know that. That's why we picked you. But you got a whole room full of people here, and you got fans everywhere. They're going to be just thrilled that you're going to be a Giant. And I can't wait to get you here and get you involved.
Yes, sir.
This is the first of many great days as a Giant.
With the second pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the New York Giants select Saquon Barkley, running back, Penn State.
So one of the most dynamic running backs we have seen come out of college. He gets a hug from his coach at Penn State, and James Franklin.
Coming home. I was born in the Bronx. I was born in New York. It's an honor to be able to come home and be able to put on a Big Blue, get to stay in the blue and white colors. I'm definitely excited about that also.
Dave Gettleman has said a player he selects at number two is somebody he's got to envision wearing a gold jacket someday. What does it mean to you to be drafted by an organization that sees that kind of trajectory for your career?
Yeah, having a franchise that have that much trust in you just makes you feel so much better coming in, and especially at a young age and as a rookie. And you saying drafted to the New York Giants still hasn't hit me yet, but it's amazing. It's an amazing feeling, and I just can't wait to go to work.
We spoke this into existence.
Now time to work, get better every single day. Home, coming back home.
This moment right here in general itself, this week itself, has been special to me, and I'm truly excited to get it going.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
You get a nice sleep?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
You look fresh as a daisy.
Thank you.
Personally, on my visit here, I kind of fell in love with this place. You walk in this building, the first thing you see is four Lombardi trophies. And right then and there, it just shows you the expectation that this place and the standard. And as a football player, you got to love that. It means everything that this team trusted me and had a belief in me to draft me and be able to make my dreams come true. So I'm going to give this place my all and continue to try to work my butt off every single day.
Eli Manning was a first-round draft pick way back in 2004. He's a two-time Super Bowl champion. And although he doesn't pay a lot of attention to the draft, Eli was busy on draft weekend with his march of babies in Central Park.
Hello, New York City! It's great to be back with you for the 2018 March for Babies.
March of Dimes is leading the fight for the health of all moms and babies. And today I hope to raise $1.6 million to ensure that all babies are given the best possible start.
With your support and the amazing support from our sponsors, our volunteers, our family teams, and our corporate teams, I know that we will reach that goal.
Hey, how are you? Great to see you. Thank you. Thanks for being here.
This is the 11th year that Eli Manning is the celebrity chairman for March for Babies. And his involvement, his dedication has meant so much to this event and drawing attention to the event and getting people on board for the event.
Because of you, more babies will be born healthy in New York City, across the country, and around the world.
Over the years, obviously, I've got more involved, going through pregnancies, understand the importance of March of Dimes and what they do just to give moms the information to have those healthy pregnancies, and how blessed we've been to have three healthy pregnancies, three healthy girls, and now I got two of my girls with me today going on the walk. They're excited and to be a part of this and know that they're helping families out. Cool glasses, Luz. All right, got it. What was your favorite part of the day? Was it walking? Was it holding that sign up?
She was born 1 pound, 6 ounces, and we were able to get the steroid shots, the surfactant, that the March of Dimes supplied. And they supplied so many of these babies' needs, and it was so helpful for us. So we're very thankful for the March of Dimes.
Thank all of you for coming out to support the important work that March of Dimes is doing to ensure that all babies are given a healthy start.
Eli hooked up with Kevin Boss in Super Bowl 42 to start the second half. When we come back, we'll tell you what the former Giants tight end is up to as we continue with Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. Kevin Boss will forever be linked by Giants fans to a big play he made at the start of the third quarter in Super Bowl 42. Where Are They Now? Features Kevin Boss in Oregon. In 2007, tight end Kevin Boss was a key member of a talented rookie class that helped lead the Giants to a stunning victory over the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 42.
Manning, back to throw. Sets, looks over the middle. Boss makes the catch on the run. Still on his feet across midfield. To the 40, to the 35, and knocked down at the 34-yard line. Kevin Boss.
A fifth-round pick out of Western Oregon, Boss had the size and speed to rumble over and through defenders.
Manning back, looks over the middle. He's got Boss on the run at the 40, 35, 30. Runs out of a tackle at the 25, to the 20, 15, and finally gang tackled at the 10-yard line.
He was also a sure-handed receiver who seemed to catch just about anything thrown in his direction.
Manning back to throw. He throws the seam. Boss makes a great leaping catch over the defender. What a catch by Kevin Boss. One-handed catch by Boss in traffic, and he's down at the 2. What a catch by Boss.
In his 4 seasons with the Giants, Boss hauled in 119 catches for 1,600 yards and 18 touchdowns.
Touchdown, Kevin Boss.
Boss retired from the NFL in 2013 and moved back to his home state. He now lives in Bend, Oregon, a popular vacation spot nestled between the mountains and forests of Central Oregon. He and his wife, Brenna, are raising 3 beautiful children who are keeping them busy and active.
Oh, run, buddy, run! Run, 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 run. First base! Go, second base! Fast, 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 fast!
He's also the owner and head athletic trainer at Boss Sports Performance.
This was a dream of mine probably before I dreamt of playing in the NFL. My parents gave me a weight set when I was in, I think, 7th grade. And then I got into high school freshman year. Really fell in love with what the weight room could do for me. So that's where, honestly, I fell in love with just the idea and the concept of one day having my own gym. I was like, I want to do this someday for a living.
Starting just with 1 round of our hide and sticks. So jumping from left leg, the hide and to a single leg, acceleration burst. 3 per side.
Our main objective is to help athletes get stronger, and we're helping athletes bridge the gap between good and great.
Throw that thing up there. There you go. Get up, get up.
So it's awesome when you see a kid that walks in here first day of a 10-week session and kind of head down, shoulders slumped over, And then 10 weeks later, walks out of here, chest puffed up, and, you know, got a little more pep in his step, and just, and that's only, you know, that's just from the confidence that the weight room can bring you. There you go. There it is. Good job, Gabe. Good job, bud. We have kids that come in here that are skiers, and, like, right now we have two Winter Olympic athletes that are training for this year's Winter Olympics. We've got a snowboarder that's playing in the X Games.
Quick off the ground, quick off the ground. There we go.
So it's fun that we're, you know, kind of this hub center for all these different athletes that they get to come in here and kind of call this their home gym. True Cover 4, we are running a hard in cut. This year was a lot of fun because we had two kids from Bend, went to Mountain View High School. You know, one was a quarterback, one was a wide receiver. Somehow they both got picked up by the Patriots. Giants fans, I know what this looks like, helping out a couple Patriots, but they need all the help they can get against the Giants, right? It's been fun for me because, you know, what I'm doing now is all like physical preparation, you know, training and that side of it. And so to actually like talk X's and O's again and try to help, like, you know, Jacob is a tight end, you know, so to be able to kind of look at it through his eyes again and try to prepare him for the NFL. You've got to move this guy off of this space so you can release. It was awesome when, you know, my career did have to come to an end, that I had something to fall back on. I knew this is what I wanted to do. I studied in college, and my personality is, if I'm going to do something, I want to do it full speed and try to be the best at it. And so what it requires to be successful in the NFL, right, is all in. And that's kind of the same approach I took with becoming a strength coach, and just went all in on it and continue to be all in on it and try to provide the very best training for everybody that walks in this door. That middle of the field's a little bit wider. I still pinch myself. Sometimes I'll have to like kind of pull back and just kind of look around and be like, man, I'm living out another dream of mine, which is always fun to do, is sit back and realize that.
Kevin obviously doing great work working with young athletes, and in fact, guys that he's worked with have already made it into the National Football League. When we come back, we'll tell you about fan caves, but not just in the metropolitan area. There are Giants fans all over the country. You'll be surprised when we take you to the Mile High City as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. Where are they now? Kevin Voss is brought to you by Verizon.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Now, Brandon, you already went out and scouted out Denver, yeah. But also, who knew that the fans in the Mile High City were so rampant?
Oh, my gosh. Giants pride runs mile high. That was my theme. And you guys are not going to want to miss this fan cave. We all know that there are Big Blue fans everywhere. And here in Denver, Colorado, Charles Davis Giants pride runs a mile high. Charles.
Brandon, what's going on,
man? Hey, man, I'm here for the fan cave.
Hey, let's go check it out.
Oh, yeah.
Giants country, baby.
Giants country. Oh, right. Yeah.
So this is our fan cave.
Looking good.
I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, and started rooting for the Giants around the age of 12, 13. The fan cave starts with the marriage between my wife and I, and we both incorporated one item of the Giants into our outfit. So wow. I got the NY cufflinks.
Yes,
gotta have
yes.
The cufflinks.
Very fresh.
And
very
my
fresh.
Wife actually surprised me with an NY garter belt.
Your like reaction had to be like, oh God, I married the right.
I married the perfect.
I married
woman.
The perfect woman.
Absolutely.
Awesome. I've done a lot of Giants fan caves. I've never seen a foosball table yet.
Gotta have a Giants foosball at that. This is actually one of the last things that we contributed to the fan cave.
Yeah.
And we saw a lot of open space. We found it online, and my wife and I thought it'd be the perfect thing for this fan cave. Most people have a fan cave.
Yeah.
We actually have a fam cave.
Oh.
It's important for us to do things as a family. It's important for us to watch Giants games together, play games together. So we have a 4-year-old that comes and plays. Kind of a great way to introduce her to sports, a good way to introduce her to competition, and growing up being a Giants fan. Over here, we got the Eli Manning fathead. Right here, we got to have the OBJ, Odell Beckham fathead. To complement that one, Gotta have his signed jersey.
Oh, you got it signed?
Gotta have the signed jersey. You gotta get everything to complete your man cave.
So I've been in Denver for about 9 years now. Every game day, I still fly my New York flag. Every game day, I still bring it 100%, and I still rock my blue jerseys for the Giants every time.
Dude, you even have a Giants pool table?
Gotta have the pool table in a fam cave, man.
Look at this custom stick. How long did it take to get this made?
These, believe it or not, was actually birthday presents from the wife. From the wife.
I rock blue everywhere I go. And I have had people stop me saying, I'm from New York. How's it going? I'm from the Giants fan. It's a camaraderie that you can't find anywhere, whether it's been in New York, New Mexico, Colorado, all the states I've lived in. We all act the same, and we all treat each other as if we were still in New York, as if we were still back on the block talking about sports.
Well, I went ahead and got a picture of your Giants days. Got your picture of your Giants days. And wanted to make this the latest addition to our fan cave.
Oh,
so I
want
to know if you can do us the honors and give us the most recent addition to our fan cave.
Oh man, I'm so honored. And I definitely feel like fam now. Wow. Look at this old guy here. You know what they say. Once a Giant,
always a Giant.
My name is Charles David, and I most definitely bleed blue.
Hands down, favorite memorabilia.
Ooh.
Giants foosball table.
So unique.
Yes, yes.
So unique.
And he plays it with the wife and the daughter. Like
family,
you said,
man. You got to bring it all together.
It's
Appreciate that. The fam cave.
Fam cave.
I like what you did there. I like what you did there. All right, we'll keep it right here. We've got more Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota coming up after the break.
We're back here on Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. Zach Diassi is a two-time Super Bowl champion. He was drafted by the Giants in 2007. Madelyn Burke goes 50 yards with the Giants Pro Bowl long snapper.
Hey, I'm Madelyn Burke going 50 yards with Zach Diassi presented by Quest Diagnostics. Now, Zach, first of all, if you could watch any movie over and over again, what movie would you watch?
It's impossible. Trilogies count as one movie, so okay. I'm going to go with the original Star Wars trilogy,
okay.
4 through 6.
That's a strong choice.
Thank you.
All right. Now, you're a long snapper. That's a very specific skill. How did you become a long snapper?
Well, my dad did it in the league for 12 years, and I could always do it. And then finally, when I got here as a rookie, they asked me to do it, and here I am, 11 years later.
All right, you got this pretty dope mustache I see going on. What inspired this look?
This is a thing that I do every year. Last year was the monkey tail. This year is the Hulk Hogan.
All right, Hulk Hogan. What's going to be next year?
I don't know.
Are you open to suggestions at all?
I need ideas because I'm running out of them.
Suggestion box. Send
Absolutely.
Mustache
Help
ideas
me.
This way.
Help me.
All right, this has been 50 Yards with Zach Diassi.
Now it's time for this week's edition of Popper's Perspective. The draft is in the books. Undrafted free agents have been signed. A lot of real work starts to get done. Phase 2 of the offseason program is in full swing. There'll be a veteran mini camp next month, but it's all building up to the 2018 season. Hey, look, don't read draft grades. It's the biggest bunch of junk out there. How can you grade a draft and grade players before they've ever played in a game in the National Football League? Each and every team makes an assertion of the player's skill level, how they're going to fit into what you do offensively and defensively, and how they accept coaching. Dave Gettleman, his staff, and the coaching staff, they did all the legwork. They did all the background checks. They did all the medical checks. Remember, when people look at mock drafts and they have players positioned, they don't know anything about the player's medical history. That is an important component. But when you look at what the Giants did here in their draft, a lot of things to be encouraged about, and it goes beyond the first round of the draft. You look at edge rushers, offensive linemen, and what the Giants have done is they've added what every team strives to do, competition at each position. And that's my perspective. Make sure you follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter at Giants, and of course at Giants.com. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. Giants Access Blue's restaurant of choices, Ben & Jack's Steakhouse. From the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood, Ben & Jack's will surpass your expectations of a steakhouse. MetLife.
navigating life together.